000144000, Unified Whole Online. Just take a deep breath. I'm going to walk up that golden staircase to the 144th dimensional frequency. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It helps if you tap on your thymus, which is located at your collarbone between your throat and your heart. It's the seat of your higher self. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just take another deep breath as you bring in all the frequencies of the Temple of Oneness. As we see the archway of the temple, we see before us Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma extend to us the platinum netting. As we breathe in, it comes around us. And as we breathe out, they strip it away. It's kind of a divine dispensation to remove as many lower frequencies from your mental, emotional, or physical self as possible. We then call upon the violet purple flame from Lady Portia to come within us and around us. From the soul star to the earth star, acting to transmute and transform anything that we are working upon within our mastery pathway of the initiations. We then blend that with the pink flame from Paul the Venetian. So that it fills in any areas that have been removed or transformed with love and compassion, regeneration, restoring us to that full balance. For the period of integration is always required. And we then call upon Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, to be fully activated within us and around us. So that the Earth star and Soul star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner, fully activating the Merkaba body of light, the double pyramid-like structure that we are encased within. And we ask that the spiritual hierarchy place mirrors on all the facets of that pyramid-like structure facing outward, so that anything tries to enter is retracted directly to the God source and cannot interfere anywhere. We then call upon Archangel Michael to bring us the ring pass nod of the blue flame to be around the entire structure for an added layer of protection. So just take a deep breath, acclimate yourself to all these energies. Thank you for being with us. This is the Lord Ashtar teaching from Walking Terra Christa, Academy of New Earth Mastery. I am Reverend Ara, and here is Reverend Melaresi.
Just take some deep breaths and fully feel those frequencies of light of the 144th dimension. Colors upon colors, spinning within our chakras, as we bring in Lord Ashtar and the Ashtar Command. Blessings and greetings, everyone. It is I, Lord Ashtar, with the Ashtar Command. Thank you for being with us once again. Let's all breathe deeply to bring the connection in more fully. as you extend your frequencies of light around you, beyond your Merkaba, feeling the spinning of your chakras and all the colors of the rays intertwined within you. As you are the double helix of light, as we connect to each of you in these moments, so what we want to share with each of you today is to allow our intercommunication within each other to be at a closer frequency. And how do we do that? As what was shared on the call before we started this transmission, is that some individuals are unsure of it. Some individuals do not believe it. Some individuals do not want to take responsibility. And thinking that we are here as that defining light, that defining source, to fully assist each of you. And yes, we are. But yet, it's a partnership. And this is what we have been trying to convey through Malarese and Walking Tarot Krista for quite some time, to awaken people to the fact that we cannot assist until they assist themselves. But we are here. We are here in your skies. We are here watching over you. We are here working with each of you. As your multidimensional selves become more active, your galactic selves, you are the galactic humans. You have chosen to be here upon the earth. It is not just the starseeds that think that they are the only ones that have come from planetary systems. Their elements have been more directly aligned with those planetary systems and not so much of the earth energies. So they too have to learn how to communicate, because each of you are in human bodies. I thank Malarese for bringing up that subject and asking, how are you affected by these transmissions? What do you do with them afterwards? Do you listen again? Do you reflect on how to bring forth more energetic exchanges within the earth? Do you create some of the tools that we offer to allow our essences to help each and every one of you, to help the planetary systems? And we know that this takes time. It takes moments of stepping out of your physical self, out of your mental mind, and have the realization that you are a direct line of focus to allow the light upon this earth to come in more fully. What we bring to you today, within this month of November, we bring to you the availability to know that you are very important to each of us, as we cannot do this without you. And we know that you cannot do it without us. But if you go deeper into the essence of your soul, and to feel that galactic part of you, to feel that part of your essence that believes of the other planetary systems, you will bring that focalization within your consciousness for you to receive more. It is truly what occurs in this process. It is the defining light, because each of us were created at the same time. We just came into different states of beingness, awareness, and physicality. I, as Lord Ashtar, with the Ashtar Command at this day, extend our essence unto each of you. It's not just about the weather patterns, although that is our beginning stages. It is about everything that is occurring upon the earth. Let us think about that for a moment. If you think about the Federation of Light, of the Intergalactics, of the Christed Beings of Light, aren't you part of this? Yes, of course. Some of you may have other alternated selves that are within us, within this consciousness. Although in this moment that seems really incomprehensible to you. So the role that you are playing is so much bigger than you realize. And this is true of every human being upon this earth. To awaken themselves to a better state of beingness. And this is the truth of what we want to assist with. That is why Lord Sananda is so much with the Federation now. That frequency of light that he has been has moved from the earth energies into universal consciousness, into galactic consciousness, to allow all races to receive this light. And we work very hard and diligently to allow this to be. So each of you in this moment sit here and allow this essence to fully come within you. And know that you are a major part of our work, of your work. Because in this moment, as you are receiving this transmission, not just through words, but through light formations, you are allowing it to come through you with your breath and expand it out of you. So right then it allows us to create pockets of light, portals if you may call them, to allow more light frequency, guided by Lord Sananda and myself and the entire Federation of Light, to fully be incorporated within the earth. The earth has been under such tyranny for eons of time. And you, each of you, are a major part of that tyranny changing. To coming more into awareness, more into focalization of light. But at this moment, it cannot be done by force. And that is why we come through in this manner. That is why we want to assist as deeply as possible. Because the more light formations that we bring forth, the more it will grow. And as it grows, then the advantage of us being more physical in your world will appear. But please know we need your assistance deeply. So if you have ways to share this information, please do so. As it is going to assist. All one person has to do is listen to this transmission. And the energy will be within them. And through them. They don't even have to do anything about it. Because it's a domino effect. If we allow the frequencies of light from the galactic forces to come through each of you, and then it grows out of you, then others are affected by what you have listened to. Because it expands out of your field into the many electrons within the earth, in the environments, in the skies, and everywhere that you expand yourself. And this is our role today. Expansion. We want to help each of you understand the particle of light that you are, and that you are allowing that to grow within yourself. It is like the effect of a cell that is not healthy in a body, but just the opposite. And it grows and it grows and it grows and expands that light through every element. And if you allow yourself to be the beacon of light that I think each of you are, you bring in this essence unto yourself now, as you are that focalization. So I say to Malarese, yes, we are affecting others. Yes, it is happening. And yes, Malarese, know that our transmissions are very helpful to many. They're very helpful to everywhere that we go, in every thought. Because as these messages become viral, it does not matter if one does not believe. On a soul level, it is accepted. So it filters down through the fields of the earth. And we expand this light into the earth and to clear out the debris, to clear out all the souls that are stuck on this planet that have passed away and they think they're still living here. Yes, we do affect that change also. But today, let's concentrate first on the energies of the weather and what is happening in different parts of the country and the world, of the changes that are happening, because as this year comes to a close, there are going to be more coming into your consciousness. So it's imperative, it's so very imperative that each of you understand the source of your own light and allowing that to expand within you and it's outside of you. Allow yourself to be that beacon of light. So I extend this divine language light encoding towards you now. So it will be part of you. And you don't even have to think about it. All you have to do is breathe. And it will expand out of you into the areas that you walk, into the areas that you see and look around you. And to help all human beings upon this earth to come together in oneness. So you see, our role is so much more than just what you thought. And I thank Malarese for bringing up this subject as we have been discussing it on the inner plane, as I wanted this to be a focal point today. You are important, and each of you have your own responsibility. And it's not a large responsibility. You are here in this moment to listen and to hear and to be. And you are saying, I am part of this project, and I want to be one that is that light of the galactic energy to help the earth. So we say unto you in this moment, just allow your breath to take you into another space of light and feel the frequencies of the galactic forces coming down in sparkles of light, of being in the best planetarium that you've ever seen, but yet it's your own planetarium. As we all stand on a beautiful hillside, we allow these frequencies of us to come together in oneness. And this hillside is in that higher earth that you're so intending to want to be in. And within that higher earth, there is love, there is companionship, there is compassion, there is serenity. There is a growth process within each individual. And everyone is growing at the same time in different ways, but yet every being has something to give. Feel this essence coming to you now as we extend our Christed light through Lord Sananda and myself to fully embody this within you. Feel the sparkles of light coming down the star systems and the frequencies of a higher level that the earth needs so desperately. Feel that coming within you now. Oh, Om galactic essence. Feel our galactic essence spinning in colors and vibrancies completely around you as if you are in within the circle of electrons spinning in the outside of your field and going slowly inside your field. As now we all connect to each other. We connect to all the planetary systems, of the beautiful beings of light, of the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirian bees, Andromedans, and all those Christed extraterrestrials that make up the Federation of Light that we are. And we see above us our mothership. And the mothership represents that frequency of light that you have just received. And we fully command the mothership to be one within each of us. Feel the vibrancy of the mothership that represents these frequencies of light, these colors of extension, to assist the planet. And as the mothership opens up her doors, many galactic beings come out to join us. Christed extraterrestrials that are within the Federation of Light. We all circle within one another. Hands within hands, circles and circles, spiraling light. As I, Lord Sananda, as I, Lord Ashtar, stand in the middle, the circle, and each of you intertwine with these beautiful beings of light. As we have a job to do with one another, open up your heart and feel the purification of everyone's essences. Collectively, we are one federation of light, but individually, we represent many planetary forms. And each of you represent the Earth. And each of you have a lineage to other planetary systems. But that is why you are here. You are accepting of so many elements to come into your world and feel the force field that we have around each other. You could say it's our contract with one another, but it's truly a project. And it's Project Earth, Project Agaia, to Terra Christa, to allow the embodiment of Gaia and Terra Christa to blend as one, as each of you are doing individually within your own processes of your physical self and your higher essence. As we all stand here together, we conform our energies to spin around the Earth. And it goes around the physical Earth, the globe of Gaia, into the core of her being. It goes into all the environments. It goes into the oceans, where we connect to the whales and the dolphins, so that they can send the message through their environments, as they too are part of this project. We bring forth these energies in oneness. Feel the beautiful essences that we are together. Feel the power that we are. And allow this frequency of light to now go into every human being of a sparkle of light, that they too are part of this project. And allow their minds to awaken to the beautification of all of us being in oneness. We now take this energy and we lift off any debris that has been collected by our force field. And it goes out into the heavens to the God source of the 144th dimension to go into oneness. And there's a spiraling of light that occurs that is trailing upwards into that 144th level of light. And everything starts to change. So breathe deep within yourself. What changes are you feeling in this moment? We now call upon the weather patterns to feel the effectual change that we are bringing forth. As the messages are being carried through the animal kingdom, through the whales and the dolphins, as they receive this message that we are all coming into oneness, feel that oneness. Feel your power to create this. Now let it expand outside of your field and let it go outside of your homes. And let the effectual change to occur. And to know that you are not alone. We are here with you. And we walk with you. You bring forth this light into the earth to assist. But believe me, we couldn't do it without you and you without us. So let us form a bond within each other. Let us form a bond that we take a breath and feel these energies at any time that you would like to do so. Which means that you as the physical person does not have to do anything. you say these words. I now call upon the Ashtar Command with Lord Ashtar and Lord Sananda to bring forth the frequency of light within me, to allow the sparkles of the stars to come upon this earth of where I am standing and let it expand with them around me as it now does its duty to purify the land I sit upon. As you do that, it will change. It is that simple. It is that simple. Because with that command, we will work with you in that moment. And it will be a moment of reflection. And as you do that, allow yourself to be open to any sounds that you hear. Any frequency through your ears, a high-pitched noise, because that is confirmation that we are with you. As we all stand here within each other, we bring our circles closer and closer and closer and closer until all of our beings become one together. And breathe and feel that power that we are within each other. That love, that compassion, that joy, that acceptance. We do the work. We are here as your warriors. You are not the warrior any longer. Let us help you and assist you. Let us be with you. Om 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 Hai Om Nash Om Nai Polalia Om Nai Om Ni Om Ni Om Ni May all the great central suns shine their light upon you, for you to feel this reflection within your soul, within your being, within your physical consciousness. Be that essence that you are. And thank you. Thank you for coming forward. Thank you for addressing this element within your world as we walk together in silence. Our time will come when silence will be broken. But the more that we gather, the easier it will be. Let us now command that all the weather patterns, let us command now all the energies that are coming upon the lands of Gaia to be harmonious, to be for healing, to be for what needs to be. It is now time for us to leave our beautiful space. We separate from one another, but we are not separate from each other. Feel the beautiful essence that we are as we walk up the hillside. And the galactic beings go back into the mothership. As each of you now spin your merkabas and come back into your physical existence, your physical vehicle, as we move into our physical vehicle. My heart is open. And my heart means the Ashtar Command, Lord Ashtar and Lord Sananda. As we are speaking within that oneness in this moment. Separately, we shall always be by your side. Together, we are one within you. in the light of the Christ that we are together. May the blessing be bestowed upon this earth become the new earth, as each of you exhibit the ability to bring that light, to be that torch, and to hold that frequency. I am eternally grateful for this moment of connection with each of you. I am Lord Ashtar. I am Lord Sananda. I am the Ashtar Command.
Okay, let's bring those frequencies down. 143, 142, 141, 140. Grounding them fully within the earth. 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just take a deep breath. Send them all the way down through your feet to your Earth Star and to the center of Gaia. Feeling them anchoring within you and within her. And just allowing that expansion to go up into the atmosphere of her Merkaba body, 144 miles above you. Feeling that totality of oneness expanding outside of yourself. Thank you all for being with us once again. Many blessings.
Namaste. Happy travels.